MC La Pouche est down for the Bugs makes fun of his show, girl.
Wednesday, January 6, 2010. Coming up on the program today, male whores are now legal to roam in Nevada, plus a dumbass hypnotizes himself while looking in a mirror, and the true meaning of Christmas, avoiding your family by any means possible. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday edition of the podcast. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, I wanted to say thanks to Pineapple Clock. A couple of days ago, someone called into the voicemail line and said, wouldn't it be great if we could keep track, a running tab, on how many times a dead baby was featured in a news story, stuff like that. Well, Pineapple Clock started to look around for counter programs and couldn't find anything, so he wrote one himself, specifically for our website. So now we can keep track of whatever we want. I just need suggestions from you guys. If you go to the website right now, distortedview.com, you'll see we're currently keeping track of dead babies, news stories from Florida, and how many times a voicemail caller plays Christmas shoes for me. So if you have some suggestions for stuff you would like to keep track of this year, email me, show@distortedview.com, or leave me a message on Twitter or whatever. So again, thank you very much, Pineapple Clock, for that. Moving on, I've got some great audio here. You know, school buses have been equipped with those security cams for a while now. And, you know, when I was going to school, they were just black and white, didn't record any audio or whatever. Nowadays, they're much more advanced, thank God, because we've got a drunk bus driver and a bus full of kids. She can't remember any of their stops, and the kids are freaking out and screaming in their cunty teenage girl way. And then they realize how serious it is, and they all start freaking out. The only person that remains calm is, of course, the drunk bus driver. Even though she's hitting mailboxes, rolling backwards, can't figure out how to brake, and I believe gets stuck in a ditch. Let's take a listen.
Go! You passed the turn.
What turn?
The turn off this road! Done!
That's the bus driver. What are you talking about? A turn? What?
What are you?
Don't start going.
Stop!
Stop! Please!
Go!
She's rolling backwards.
Put on the emergency brake. Put it on. Put on the brake. Emergency brake. Put it on. Put on the brake!
Guys, stop screaming!
Stop.
Hit the brake.
You gotta push on the brake.
No.
Don't tell her to back up. She's drunk. It's much easier to go forward when you're drunk than back up.
Yes, all right. You're okay.
You're fine.
You're okay.
Three. Is the teenager trying to calm everyone down?
Stop. You gotta stop. Okay, you gotta stop. Okay, so can you open the door and just
turn off, okay?
No.
You gotta turn
no.
off.
No! Turn off! Oh, were you guys stop?
Well, that's the bus driver. She doesn't want to turn off the bus and.
Oh, were you guys stop?
Well, you're not.
You're giving me a headache.
Oh, were you guys stop?
Well, you're not okay, and I know it. Just turn it off, please.
No,
you can't. Turn the bus on.
No,
you're backing into the freaking ditch. Stop. You're making the little kids die.
Okay, get in your seat. Put the brake on.
Get in your seat.
Either get in your seat or give me a drink. Be useful.
And can we get off the bus to go pick Barry?
No.
We have to pee. I gotta pee.
I'm trying to get off the bus. I'm trying to think of any way possible. Any excuse to get off that bus. Pick flowers, pee.
Can we get off the bus? I gotta go. I gotta puke.
Puke?
Can you open the door, please?
No! No one is getting off this bus alive!
Can you please open the door for me?
No.
We are okay!
Alright, so now the kid just opened the back of the door, or the back of the bus, the door in the back, and ran up to the front and put on, I don't know if she put on the emergency brake or what.
Get out. Follow the bus. Come here. Follow the man. Get out. Get out.
You can sort of hear the little kids, because there's like little kids, and then there's like teenagers, and the little ones are crying.
You can't get off the bus! You can't get off the bus!
I like how she just screams, you can't get off the bus. She doesn't actually do anything about it. She's so drunk, I don't think she could get up if she wanted to.
Nicole, what did you do?
Okay, everybody off!
No!
No!
Nicole, what did you do?
I got you off! When I say go, go!
No! You have got to get on the bus!
You're not coming! Get on!
No!
Don't listen! You have to get on the bus!
Get on the bus! Get on the bus now! Get on the bus!
Damn kids are smart not to get back on that death trap.
You guys have got to get on the bus!
Wow. That's pretty much it. Kids didn't get back on the bus, and the bus driver, of course, is in trouble for drunk driving. She had, what was it, a 0.15 blood alcohol level or something like that? Do you guys remember a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee slash utard named Nicole? She sort of sings along to popular songs. Well, her latest video features something kind of relevant to Distorted View, and Corey actually remastered this because Nicole just sings along to the regular track, so it's her voice on top of the original artist, which is annoying. So Corey went ahead and found the instrumental version and tried to isolate her audio and put it together. Here's Nicole singing Fireflies.
You are not believing.
How's that for hitting a goddamn post? Oh, Jesus.
As I fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere, you think me rude that I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. hard to say, but I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
I mean, like,
everything is never.
I didn't think this song could get any worse. And Nicole managed to squeeze a little more suck out of it.
Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
That line drives me up the fucking wall. You don't even know. I want to hear that again. The original version. That, like,
cause I get 1,000 hugs.
1,000 hugs.
From
10,000 lightning bugs.
Teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head.
Is she mumbling?
A foxtrot above my head.
She's like Mrs. Miller when she doesn't know the words. Alright, you get the idea. Let's just listen to the very end here.
Self-belief, the planet Earth turns slowly.
It's too much. I can't take it. We're done. The Today Show had an interesting story, believe it or not, all about strange baby names. Oh my God, Cheryl Murkowski, I hope you're listening.
What to name a baby?
My name is Michael.
My name's Timmy.
My name is Christina.
My name is Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer.
Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer. She's named after both a drug and a brand.
Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer.
Now there's a name that stands out in a crowd.
If you're wondering, yes, she happens to be African-American.
It makes it difficult sometimes.
Marijuana says her mother predicted her name would take her places.
It's a beautiful name.
And with effort, it has. She's a college academic advisor, and students find themselves outside her office.
That is the most amazing part of this story, that she was actually able to keep that name and become successful.
Waiting for Marijuana.
I want to know, what was it about me when you looked down into my face that went, you look just like a Marijuana Pepsi?
Honey, you were conceived while stoned sipping on a Pepsi.
Waiting for Marijuana.
I want to know, what was it about me when you looked down into my face that went, you look just like a Marijuana Pepsi?
Perhaps high hopes. Or maybe it was just the times.
My name is Tahiti Starship. My parents were hippies.
This man's
Tahiti Starship. That's a crazy-ass white person name.
Parents named him after the morning sunshine, yellow light bream. Ugh. We found Cupcake Sanders.
That might be a black person.
Crystal Sunshine Durpin Lemons, and a lovely little girl named Tiger Lily.
I like unusual names.
Some parents play with last names. Actor Rob Morrow named his daughter, too.
Oh.
Tomorrow. There's a Mighty Fine, Merry Christmas, and the Wood family, who named their daughter Drift and their son
Timberwood.
Driftwood and Timberwood.
Some parents are sports lovers.
This is Espen.
Other parents are inspired.
You gotta be kidding me, Espen.
This is Espen.
Other parents are inspired by symbols of success. Yesterday, it was Ruby or Opal.
Alright, now, I can almost understand Ruby or Opal. You know what I mean? Like, they're beautiful stones or whatever.
Yesterday, it was Ruby or Opal. Today, it's Lexus or Armani.
Those are brand names. You're naming your child after a car company.
When I was a little girl, my parents told me my name, Contessa, meant little princess. And then I got older and realized it's a title, you know, like Countess. And if they were going for royalty, why not aim higher?
Everyone knows it's good to be king. Just ask King Fender or King Solomon. Still, others seem to grow into their names. Jeffrey Advocate is a lawyer.
Hi, I'm Tito Beverage, founder of Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Could Chanel Iman be anything but a famous supermodel? But what about Tyranny, Hellion, and Devious?
Oh, Jesus.
Real name.
I'm guessing most of those kids are probably behind bars now.
But what about Tyranny, Hellion, and
Tyranny?
Devious. real names.
My name is Apocalypsis.
Apocalypsis!
My name is Apocalypsis.
TNB.
Experts say you can overcome a difficult name, but there may be consequences.
If you have an uncommon name that connotes low status, you might be treated differently by your teachers. You might end up being picked on more in school.
That happened to Marijuana when her mother forbade teachers from nicknaming her MJ or Mary Jane. And yet,
I've grown into my name because I am a strong woman.
Holy shit, you'd have to be.
I've had to be.
Yeah, for today, Contessa Brewer, NBC News, Whitewater, Wisconsin.
There you go. Name my baby Apocalypsis. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a good time to sign up, because tomorrow's podcast is going to be Sideshow exclusive. So if you are a non-paying member, you're going to get a best of show. Although I should start picking out the absolute worst programs. Why entertain you guys when I want you to sign up to get a new program? But yes, tomorrow will be a best of show for non-paying members. Sideshow Freaks will get a new episode, and then I'll be back on Friday. Hope you guys liked the Distorted Review Part 1, where I took the best bits from, or my favorite parts of, January and February 2009. I'll be back probably next week with Part 2, and I think I'm going to save the last three parts or so for the first week of February. Is that it? Second week of February, because I'm moving the weekend of the 5th, so probably Monday and Tuesday will be best of shows or something. I don't know. Haven't figured out how that's going to all work out yet, but yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the Distorted Review. There's more on the way. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, it's now legal to fuck man-whores in Las Vegas. Yes, after months of debate in the state's surprisingly squeamish brothel community. What? Nye County officials agreed to let Shady Lady Ranch near Death Valley hire men. It's the cock ranch now. Yes, Shady Lady Ranch is searching for service-oriented guys willing to become Nevada's first legal male sex workers. Quote, I personally feel, as do the many other women who have made contact with me since I started this, that this is a service whose time has come, said Bobby Davis, the owner of the ranch. A county board's vote Tuesday affirming that Davis could offer shady men to her clientele followed months of rancorous debate among the state's legal brothel community. The industry, in its own peculiar way, is conservative. It does not like change. Of course, new ideas in a business unique to Nevada in its legal form are a touch different. Adding porn stars to brothel lineups rankled some owners. Overturning a ban on brothel advertising, a battle Davis and the American Civil Liberties Union helped lead, also stirred up debate. Though neither change shuttered the state's 25 or so bordellos, some would argue the publicity helped, actually. Many owners still operate in an off-the-grid manner, wary of being shut down. George Flint, longtime lobbyist for the Nevada Brothel Association, what a job, has said that allowing male prostitutes could be the industry's Pearl Harbor. Mayday, mayday! He has hinted that brothels... That's so stupid. The industry's Pearl Harbor. He has hinted that brothels possibly offering gay sex, a choice each prostitute as an independent contractor would be free to make, might sour some legislators on the entire brothel system. That's bullshit. How is it any different? Banging hookers. Nevada lawmakers are notoriously skittish when discussing the birds and the bees. The legislature, even when severely cash-strapped, has repeatedly declined to tax the brothels, which are banned in Reno and Las Vegas. Oh, I thought there were brothels in Las Vegas. For fear of, well, legitimizing the business. I thought you could get hookers in Vegas and shit. Maybe prostitution is legal, but not brothels? I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about Las Vegas. This is the first time in the history of the world that men have been licensed to sell sex, said Flint. It's never been done before. Davis and her husband Jim merely hope to boost business with the decision. Their small outpost near Death Valley, about 150 miles northwest of Las Vegas, offers as many as five women and relies heavily on travelers and has gotten some requests for gigolos. After announcing her plans this summer, Davis and attorney Alan Lichtenstein succeeded where Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss failed. She wanted to start a stud farm. She opened a laundromat instead. It's pretty much just like a brothel. It was a sexy laundromat. All right, second story we have for you today. A newly trained hypnotist accidentally put himself into a trance for 5 hours after practicing in front of a mirror. Helmut Kitchmeyer, 27, was found by his wife, Joanna, staring into thin air after the bungle in their North London home as they prepare for a tour. Mr. Kitchmeyer, whose stage name is Hannibal Helmerto or something, has learned the skill to put himself into a trance to help him swallow multiple swords on stage. That sounds like a great idea. He had been taught the skill by hypnotherapist Dr. Ray Roberts to assist in a new act for the Circus of Horror shows. I love that there's some hypnotherapist doctor who's helping out with the Circus of Horrors freak show. As he practiced the skill in front of the mirror at 10 a.m., he set himself into a deep sleep until 3 p.m. when he was found by his wife. It was only after she phoned Dr. Roberts and put the receiver to Mr. Kitchmeyer's head that he was able to be talked out of the trance. Mrs. Kitchmeyer said her husband had looked just like a zombie when she came into the room to find him. She said, quote, "He was just staring at himself in the mirror. His pupils were tiny, which I know is a sign of someone under hypnosis. I tried to ask him what was wrong, but he didn't answer. And it was then I looked at the sofa behind him and saw a book named Hypnosis Medicine of the Mind." All the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, huh? It was opened on page 45 in a chapter named Hypnotic Anesthesia, and I realized there was something wrong. At first, I panicked and tried to talk to Helmut, but he did not respond. It was only then I noticed a letter next to the book, a letter from his mentor, Dr. Roberts, and I knew what I had to do. She quickly rang him, and after the doctor spoke to him, he slowly came out of the trance with little idea of what happened over the previous 5 hours. A person under hypnosis only responds to a voice of authority, and as Dr. Roberts had taught him the skill, he was able to talk him down. I don't know, that story sounds like a bunch of bullshit. It was in The Telegraph in the UK, so that's a reputable newspaper, right? Finally today, a Sicilian man stole candy and a packet of chewing gum so he could get arrested and spend New Year's Eve in jail rather than be with his wife and family. Smart man. The 35-year-old Sicilian first showed up at a police station on Thursday asking to be arrested because he preferred spending the night in prison rather than with his family. But he was rebuffed because he had not really committed any crime. That gave him an idea. The man immediately went to a tobacco shop next door where he threatened the owner with a box cutter. "I'm gonna cut you with this box cutter!" It's an Italian impression. A poor Italian impression, but I guess it works for Sicilians as well. So yes, he went to a tobacco shop next door where he threatened the owner with a box cutter as he grabbed a few sweets and a packet of gum. He then waited patiently until police arrived to arrest him for robbery. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my friggin' diggies.
Hey, Tim, it's me. Seldom calling. I'm just calling to let you and everybody else know about an issue that I'm having.
Yes, what is your issue, Seldom?
A lot of discouraging word flying around lately.
Yes.
Though the skies aren't cloudy all day, which helps the mood.
I thought,
how are the deer and the antelope supposed to enjoy themselves?
I thought Seldom was a real person.
Hey, Tim, Tom Neff Sean here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just listening to the Sunday show.
Yeah.
Uganda? I would think the course in Uganda would make sure that that man got his property back.
Yes.
And,
No, I what?
The story about the Baldwin man beating his girlfriend, was that a Baldwin man or a Baldwin brother? You know, it could be a Baldwin brother.
I guess it could be.
K- figures.
It's good to see that in the new year, the quality of the voicemail calls are not improving.
Jigu, Timothy Henson. This is JFK from New Mexico.
Hi, JFK.
For Christmas this year, I got an interesting card game called Killer Bunnies and the Quest for the Magic Carrot.
Never heard of it.
But you get to pit armies of bunnies against each other and kill them in very, very interesting ways, such as cutting their heads off with guillotines, shooting with lasers,
stepping on them in high heels,
getting cut in half by overzealous humans with power hedge clippers, run over, irradiated, poisoned, incinerated.
Now that's a game I could get behind.
Hey, Tim, it's Cold Storage. Happy New Year. Dude, I know how much you like Ray and Pete. I think we all pretty much dig Ray and Pete.
Haven't played any Ray and Pete this year. Maybe tomorrow or on Friday's program.
Found out they shot a movie with those motherfuckers a couple years back. I guess it's called Shut Your Dirty Little Mouth.
Oh.
I can't find a copy of it
anymore. No. I think what you're talking about, they made a movie about them. Right. It's not like a documentary or something. It's something supposedly based on the audio tapes, like a comedy or something. But yeah, it's not out on DVD yet. I did read about that, though.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. First, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Chickadee?
I'd like to talk back, so how are you doing?
Good.
All right, good. Okay. I just wanted to call to tell you how I infected my boyfriend. No, not with AIDS.
Oh, okay. A lot of that's been going around lately.
But we were bond. I introduced him to your show. We were listening to it at one point, and you used the term TMD. And I told him what it meant and how it came to be.
Awful term.
Goo and all the other essential distorted view facts.
Yes, you should have him listen to a distorted review. The big one, and then the 2009 review.
A few days later, he calls me up and he says, "Oh man, I just had the worst TND experience at Burger King." So
I like how people are really using TND. It's a horrible term created by these racists, and I just started using it because I thought it was funny. And now now I've sort of spread that to even the non-racist people, making them more racist. Makes sense.
Jigu, Tim, Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from Boston calling up. I was going to call up and try that whole dialing in with nothing to say thing that seems to be so popular with some of the more regular callers.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't feeling it. I thought I'd add some actual information.
Okay, well, we'll see how good this is.
I think it was on January 1st or 2nd, you featured a Utard who was a holy roller who had challenged 4chan to a war and
yes.
was then shocked and surprised that they had found out his real information and were calling him up and harassing him. Well, there's a video out there. I emailed you a link to it, and I actually added an entry for him on the Freakipedia and put a link to it there. About a 7-minute-long interview he did on Skype with some other people.
Yeah.
Turns out he is a member of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, then it turns out he was just trolling them, so you're a little behind there.
Jigu, Tim, it's Kay, your Indiana listener again.
Hi,
I'm sorry to call twice in a day, but I came up with a really good idea. This is in reference to the guy who mentioned he was doing a movie and wanted to add a distorted view reference into a line or whatnot into his movie. Instead of just a single line or two, why not add a couple visual gags? Like, for example, have like the movie poster for coffee in the background, or have the character passes by like a news box or something where there's a newspaper called the Distorted View Daily Paper.
Yeah, or maybe if he's like in a living room, he could be watching TV, and on the television will be one of my videos, me as a cat,
or
fucking a vacuum cleaner.
Masters, just mostly little visual.
Or my vagina tails thing. That'd be good.
Things that people would really have to.
Yeah,
look
I would. I would totally sign off on that. You feel free to use my image in your movie.
Hey Tim, this is the Tard Whisperer in DC. And I just had a couple of comments. I keep hearing people say how they're behind on the show. I stay behind the show on purpose because I can't just listen to one episode.
Oh,
that's way too irritating. So I usually have about a month's worth of your shows in my iPod, and I'm, paging through them constantly.
Well, just another reason to sign up for the Sideshow, my friend, because all that additional content. You get a Thursday episode, weekend shows, video casts, extended shows. Come on! Give me your money.
Hey, Timmy, it's Kay. I'm doing a little bit of meditation. I was wondering if you wanted to do a mantra with me.
Oh, okay. Kay's calling back again. She's doing. She wants to do some meditation.
Do this with me.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
You make my diggy hard. Oh.
You make my diggy hard. Oh.
Lucky, lucky, want it on. Hydroplaning.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just...
High.
Really.
You're high is what you are, okay?
Hi, Timmy. Naughty Nipples here. It's been, like 2 days, and I'm just jonesing for more DV. I got it bad.
Mm.
So I'm on the sideshow feed. you idiots need to join if you're not a member. Anyway.
Listen to that man.
And I just happened to click on the Sextastic Tuesday extended show that featured Cheerio Rape. Classy.
Oh, yeah, Cheerio Rape. That was a good one.
That child really think he can take down 4chan? No one's tried to take down 4chan. Aliens have tried to take down 4chan. That child will not take down 4chan.
No.
4chan will take down that child.
Yes. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Thank God. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
My name is Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're sideshow freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday. Enjoy the best of show. Until then, bye, everybody.